You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to kick things off with something fun. And have you heard about That Little Puff? It's a cat influencer with, oh, I hate this, 2.2 million Instagram followers. How can a cat have more Instagram followers than me? Oh my gosh, what's going on with you people? Anyway, Little Puff has stolen hearts with all of his cooking adventures. I've seen the videos. They're cute. But let me ask you this question. How much money do you think Puff's owner makes per Instagram post? How much money do you think she makes per post? You ready for this? $26,401 per post, and she does one every single day. Wow. Mind blown. The cat's cute, and the videos are kind of entertaining. You can see, like, she has to put a lot of work into it. But to make this kind of money, don't ask me. Meow. Oh, I'm Kim Commando. On that happy note, America's digital goddess. It's the best show. It's the biggest show. It's the most entertaining show, the most informative show about all things digital. And as I like to say, you're about to be ready to get more tech smarts, because every single thing is now a tech thing. And you can find me all over the United States on 420 top stations. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for my last name, Commando, and you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, commercial free, over inside the Commando community. Hit the website, commando.com, and then you're going to see this bright, happy, beautiful yellow button that says Commando Community. That's where the magic happens. And a big hello goes out to all of our listeners in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force in 175 different countries who are joining us on the American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And if you're just too dang shy to come on a big-time radio show and podcast, you can send me your questions via right on the website. There's a button that says email Kim. Yeah, I know. I try to make things make sense in tech. So if you go to commando.com, there's that button that says email Kim. All right. Every single day, I go to at least 35 different websites to make sure that we're both up to date on what's going on in the tech world. And here are five things that you need to know about tech right now. We're going to start with Gallup's latest worker poll. Found nearly 6 in 10, wow, are quietly quitting. Less than a quarter of workers are truly engaged. 23% is the new record high. But it's time to move over, quiet quitters, because guess what? We have the new trend, the lazy girl job. It went viral thanks to TikTok. And the premise is simple. With a lazy girl job, low stress, low effort, lots of flexibility, lots of freedom, no overtime. They are physically safe. There's minimum to no supervision, and the job might be remote. Okay. Checks a lot of boxes. I know. Mm-hmm. Searches for lazy girl jobs were up almost 1,300% over the last month, according to Workmajib. Gen Zers, they say, are really the ones. It even has its own Wikipedia page. Now, this Wikimajig actually crunched all the numbers, and here are the top 10 most popular lazy girl jobs. You ready? Cloud engineer, e-learning assistant, a translator, customer feedback analyst, data entry specialist, an accountant. Didn't know about that one. Freelance writer, data analyst, informatics nurse, and a museum assistant. A museum assistant. But always remember, there's no reason to be angry at lazy people. Why? They didn't do anything. All right, moving on to number two. Don't even try to ask for that grocery store receipt if you go through Instacart, because you're not going to get it. The Instacart shoppers are told not to give it to you. If they do get a receipt, they're actually prompted not to give the receipt through the app or hand it to you in person. And there's a reason why. Wow, I did not realize this, that we're being charged up the wazoo when we use Instacart. A woman paid $513 for groceries through Instacart, and she got her hands on the receipt that showed the actual cost was $435. Almost every item was marked up, like the $6 alcohol fee, adding up to $78. Then there was a $74 service fee. So, wow, do the math. That's $152. That markup is insane. Yeah, I know. You and me both. We're in the wrong business. Moving on to number three, Google Maps solves a cold case. For more than 20 years, no one knew what happened to William Mault. There's been no trace that could lead anyone to him. He was just lost. And all the police had to go off of was that he left a nightclub in Florida in 1997. He called his girlfriend at 9:30 to tell her that he'd be home. The witnesses say they last saw him. He looked okay enough to drive, but no one has seen him since. The police didn't know what to look for, so it just turned into one of those cold cases. That is, until recently, someone was looking at satellite images in Google Maps, and they said, like, what is this? Why is there a car in the middle of a man-made lake in Palm Beach? The guy called the police, and then the police went to go look at it, and it was clear that it had been there for a long time. They pulled the car up, and they found the remains of the man. And yes, it was William Mault. And if you take a look back in time on Google Maps, you actually see the car in this image for more than a decade. Pretty crazy. Number four, sometimes smaller is better. You know, what's harder to take down than a few expensive mega satellites? A lot of cheap, tiny satellites. That's what the U.S. Space Force has figured out. It's shifting its strategy by deploying a large network of cheaper satellites instead of these real expensive, larger ones. So what's in the skies right now are actually huge billion-dollar work, big old satellites. And so for foreign enemies, that's a big, juicy target, right? So 10 are in orbit right now for missile tracking, data transfer, and communications between satellites and ground systems. But nearly 1,000 tiny satellites are planned for a launch soon. Just a fraction of the size, fraction of the cost of the others, and that's to our advantage because Russia has developed anti-satellite missiles, but we think they can't take down a swarm of small ones. And finally this, coming in at number five, who doesn't like a good find? Amber Skinner from Arkansas. She loves thrift shopping, and she's been going through. She was at Goodwill one day, and bam, there it is, a gorgeous wedding dress she wanted for just $50. And she snaps it up, and she puts it up on eBay. But across town, Amber's great deal was actually bride-to-be Bailey Dobson's nightmare. Her dream wedding dress was, you guessed it, given to Goodwill. It was actually pulled from the closet during a family garage sale and donated when nobody bought it. Now, Bailey's panic is growing when she discovers that the dress is missing. She's about ready to get married. Where's my dress? So she turns to the local news, social media, and even Goodwill itself saying, hey, anybody in Bentonville, if you bought this dress, come on, I need your help. Ah, but there's a happy ending. Internet sleuths, they found the dress on Amber's eBay page. They got a hold of Amber, and then Amber sends the dress back to Bailey. And Bailey is so stoked, she invites Amber to the wedding. And everybody now, we can all say, oh, isn't that a happy story? All right, old joke time. You ready? Why are wedding dresses white? Why are wedding dresses white? Anyone? To match the other appliances in the kitchen. Oh, bad one.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
How about we get started with Reggie in Mississippi?
I am a small businessman. I'm a contractor, and I have an idea for a business that's going to demand a specific level of marketing out of the area that I currently live in. What I've done, I've called some marketing companies, and the fees are incredibly expensive. And it's just cost prohibitive when it comes to just the marketing side of it. But there's no other way to make the business work without doing just that.
What's the business, Reg?
It's construction of homes. It's actually renovating homes. Where I live in rural Mississippi, and we have an incredible amount of vacant homes. These are older homes. Some of them are stuff you see in magazines that people, because it's family-oriented, have left them and that are just waiting. I mean, you can get them for little or nothing. And something to market to people with means. Again, this is an idea. I don't know that I've seen it, so I don't know if I'm crossing the borders here or not. But offering it to people who have means, who would be willing to come in and say this would be a haven, a place that I can go and get away from it all on 10 or 15 acres of land that would be theirs. We are an hour and a half.
Are you going to buy that house and then try to fix it up for them and then sell it to them?
Do all that for them. Yes. Well,
excellent.
They would actually be completely involved. They would be involved from choosing the home, choosing the land, and then as far as redesign, we can design it to their specific taste.
What I would do is I would fire up an Instagram account, a Pinterest account, a Facebook account, and a TikTok account. And I would take pictures of these homes and then, using AI tools, is do a before and after, as if that home that looks like garbage right now because nobody's been taking care of it is to take pictures of the front porch, the acreage, the kitchen. And again, using AI tools is that you can do before and afters. People love before and afters, and they love remodels. And so I would showcase all the beauty of it. And then explain what you talked about, the quiet, the secluded getaway aspect of everything. And then you probably will find some traction in that because people will start sharing this, okay? And you have to show the visual aspect of it. As you start with the social media, what's nice about this is that somebody will share it with somebody else, it will share it with somebody else. And your cost of marketing is minuscule because it's just really your investment of your time, the AI, getting the pictures there, putting some great music maybe to a video, firing up a YouTube channel of you walking around. And you can tell the story like nobody else can. And that's why putting some short videos on YouTube, because now they have shorts and along with all the other social media, you can also do what's called content marketing. And that's where you write an article about this. And then you submit it to other places where they might want to publish it. You know, maybe it's in like the local newspaper site. I totally pitched this story to the local TV channels, the local websites, the big bloggers. Also, I would get the local government involved because it's in their best interest that these homeowners get there and they become good tax-paying citizens, right? Because it's going to increase the tax revenues for the entire community. You can also, you know, start putting this in LinkedIn. And none of this, nothing like this costs any money. If you wanted to do one, say you personally buy one of these houses, you create a whole marketing program around it. Meaning, this is what it looks like before. You know, what does it look like? What could it look like? What kind of bugs are in here? And how much is it really going to take to just do this front porch? Okay. You know, and then using the social media platforms to tell your story, then I think that it would be really kind of a fun project. And you may be able to actually sell this to one of the streaming companies. If you did like a little 1 minute pitch about it, you may be able to sell this to one of these, you know, maybe even, the Magnolia channel as something that, you know, this is what I'm planning on doing in Mississippi, and I'd like you to I mean, I bet your viewers would want to follow me along on my story. And then all of a sudden you start becoming the guy, the go-to guy.
But I,
you know, just going out and spending $20,000 a month, $10,000 a month on marketing, I mean, you can do it, but you're the guy. You know, you are. You're the guy behind the project. You know, like, I'm the gal behind my company. I'm not part of any big network. Never have been. People will buy you, and then they'll buy your product. And I can tell from speaking with you, you're passionate. And like I said, you're articulate. Because let me tell you, you know, I've talked to a lot of people on the radio, Reggie. You know, I have. You know, you've got something. You do. And you've got the passion, and you've got the experience. So think about everything that I just said, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, if you want, we'll send you a link to this call, because I want you to listen to it again. And I want you to put together a list of things that you took away from this on what you can do. And then put that list in a semblance of, I have to do this first and second and third and fourth. Okay. And, or I like this idea, I don't like this idea. We didn't even talk about like email marketing, online advertising, you know, how's online marketing. We didn't even talk about any of that. And then let's take it to the next level. Let's talk to the next step. And, but I need you first to kind of formulate these ideas. And, you know, I built a business from scratch with no debt and no investors. It's a different business than yours, but if I can help you out, 100%, I'm right here with you, Reggie, and I want to be that resource for you. So always tap into it, okay? And thanks for your call. Every single week, I clock between 25 and 30 miles just walking up and down hills. Now, you probably notice, whether it's through a health app or fitness app on your smartphone, that, of course, keeps track of all your steps. And even if it's buried deep in your purse, it somehow manages to count all those steps. Is it magic? No. There's tech called an accelerometer. It measures the motion and orientation of your device. So when you take a step, your phone moves, and then the accelerometer can actually sense that. It calculates the number of steps that you've taken. So the best place for your phone is in your back pocket, or ladies, the thigh pocket of your exercise pants. And even that, just think of it as a ballpark figure rather than a precise count. But I will tell you that instead of just relying on Apple's step tracker, I actually use MapMyWalk. It's free from Under Armour. And I find those steps to be actually more accurate than the Apple.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements. But your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
And joining us right now on the show is our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman. Hello there, Allie.
Hi, Kim.
So, Allie, how many times do you think we video every day or chat every day? We go back and forth every single day. If you had to ballpark it,
Different instances. I mean, we're on chat basically all day. I would say at least a video a day. It's strange if I don't see your face. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then last night I looked and it was, we were going back and forth at 7:30 last night.
Indeed.
Which is unusual, right? I mean, this is like,
we try to be done earlier than that. I think you and I are also both more, morning gals.
Yes. and then this morning it was, you know, sorry to bug you so early, but the newsletter's done. Okay.
It was me texting, by the way. It wasn't Kim.
It was, yes. And, right. And you know, because we embarked upon this project last January of redoing all the newsletters. And it's been a lot of fun, right?
It has. It has been really fun. I think that, you know, something I was thinking about, we had a call this week, and this was kind of floating through my head. Here on the show, we hear you, right? Kim Commando, we hear your voice every week. We know who you are. These newsletters, I think part of the reason they're so great is because it's getting an email from Kim. And it truly is, because you are writing these emails, Kim. You know, it's certainly a group effort. We all pitch in, but
sure, it is.
You know, I think that these emails, it really is like getting an email from a friend, because you are. We're writing it for you, you know, and everything we do in there is, how are our friends who are going to read these emails? How are they going to read them? And so, yeah, I am excited about it. And
but we need help.
We do.
You know, we do. I mean, we do. Because, see, you know, it's like we're giving birth to a baby. This is a startup. Because, you know, let's just face it. The old newsletters sucked. Okay. I mean, they did. They were bad. Okay.
Yeah.
It was all a whole bunch of links, and then, you know, the colon cleanse ads, and, you know, and, you know, every time we had something like with a bad ad, you know, Kip, our EVP, would like send us and like, can you make these bad ads stop? I'm like, I know.
And
horrible.
At least 20 readers, right, who didn't want to see another toenail fungus ad. I totally get it.
Oh my God, yes.
And it's great, fungus. Right? At this point, we can just be honest about that. Yeah, they weren't great. They really weren't, but now they are. So if you haven't tried out the newsletters in a long time, come back. We've gotten so many emails from people saying like, hey, these are great now. But you're right, Kim. Me and you are doing a lot of this work. It's not just us alone, but we are doing a lot of it, and we need
help.
Well,
you and I, yes. You know, we're doing all the writing.
Yeah.
I mean, we are.
Yeah.
We're doing 100 or probably, let's say 90% of the writing, because we have a few freelancers. And let's start with the freelancers.
Yep.
We need really good freelancers. I mean, And so if you're listening right now and you're saying, oh, I can help because, you know, I have written my church bulletin. Okay. No. Okay. It's probably lovely, and I'm sure it's great. But what we're looking for smart writing, clever writing. I want us to find people who can, when they see a headline that says, Google's newest product is going to change lives forever. That we don't write about how Google is changing their lives forever. We write about how they are getting more of your data. Okay.
Yeah.
This is what's going on.
Good point. That is such a theme in tech writing. Often sites are just kind of pushing stuff out that feels like, oh, look, another press release. And so we really try to figure out the things they aren't telling you and figure out how to tell stories in a different way. So yes, writers for sure. That is something we need. If you read tech news online and think, they missed this, or I could do a better job, or this isn't right. Yeah. Come over to the website, go to that careers button at the bottom and send us an application.
Yeah. And give us a sample of your clever writing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, you have to be a great writer. If you are not a great writer, be honest with yourself. Okay. Do not apply. You're just going to waste your time. You're going to waste our time, because there are a lot of bad writers. Okay. And don't be this person. You know, I interviewed somebody for the newsletter job. Okay. Actually, for the newsletter sales job.
Okay.
And which we're also hiring for too. People sell ads in the newsletter. And so Amber sets it all up, and she's got all the qualifications. And, you know, let me tell you, this woman is she's got a lot of experience. She's got 25 years of experience. So I'm just making the point that she's just not fresh out of college.
Yeah.
So we're on a video call, and I said, you know, let's say her name was Mary. I don't even know what it was. And I said, you know, hey, you know, tell me a little bit about you. And so she talks about like 3 or 4 minutes. And then this was like the first clue. I said, so how long have you been selling newsletters, ads? And Amber, you know, she's so helpful. Amber says, oh, well, here, let me look. And then the woman says, oh, yeah, let me look on my resume.
Oh.
Okay. So then I figured, you know what, I'll just kind of let that go.
Okay.
You know.
Maybe math isn't the strong suit. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So I said, how would you go about selling ads in the newsletters? They were sending out 500,000 every single day. I mean, that's a big number. How would you go about doing it? She goes, oh, you know, I haven't looked at any. I haven't subscribed to them yet.
That voice.
Okay.
And there is point number one, right? If you're going to apply for a job, You should just know by now, the first question, or at least in the beginning, there's going to be some kind of, hey, what do you know about us? What do you think about our brand? How can you make us better? If you haven't done that research, you shouldn't be in the job interview.
No.
I get that, yes, people are pumping out a ton of resumes. You can't always research every company before you talk to them. Once you have that interview set up, do a little research. It takes 10 minutes to go to the website. If you do more, it will become clear in your interview and to the person you're talking to that, like, oh, look, he or she actually cares, and tried to find out some information.
I'm sure that this woman thinks I'm just a complete, you know, not a nice person. Because I looked at her, I said, so you haven't, I don't mince words, right? I looked at her, I said, so you haven't gotten the newsletters yet? I don't even know why we're talking. I said, you know what? I said, I'm far too busy for this, and have a nice day. And I was gone.
Oh.
That's just not it. But, you know, we've worked together now for what? How many years?
About five almost. And yes, Kim Command, Lazy Girl Jobs. You talked about those earlier. We don't hire for Lazy Girl Jobs. We are, I would say, a lot of teamwork. Right? We are working together all the time, and we're not doing things just to get them done. We're doing things to do them right. That is, think of old newsletters. Sure. We had to get them done because there were, what, 14 different newsletters. These two newsletters we send out every day, we want to get them right. So one of the positions that we're hiring for is an editor. And I don't mean somebody that can just find, you know, where a comma was misused or there's a typo. Sorry, but it turns out that, I don't know, countless tools on the internet can do that now.
Yes.
When we talk about an editor, this is somebody that can make things funnier, make our jokes funnier, add in some funny stuff, make this entertaining, right? Somebody who can see beyond, like we talked about before, that press release kind of thing. Yeah, it's not just about some new Zoom feature. Zoom is actually using all of your chats,
yes,
and
for AI.
Videos,
yes.
For AI. Yeah. So somebody that is really looking at things with the eye of, how is someone going to read this? Is it going to make sense? Is it good? Is it interesting? And are they going to come back tomorrow? And if the answer is no, then it shouldn't be in the newsletter, right?
And then we also are hiring, real quick, the growth marketer person, right?
Absolutely. Yes. And so we can make the newsletter great. And that is kind of the job on the editorial side. But we need to get it to more people. That is why we always ask you, tell people about the newsletter, go to getkim.com, refer your friends, because we want to grow this thing. And that's how we make money from the newsletter. It's how we can give you free content. So yes, we need somebody who can grow this thing. Like, Kim, I've heard you say, let's get past 1 million subscribers. So we need a person. We need that person who says, hey, what if we tried this? Let's see
exactly.
If this works. And they can actually go and do those things and dedicate that time and energy to it.
And let me tell you where you have to present that idea. Okay. You would present that idea to me and Allie and Jeremy. That's it. This is the committee. Okay. So, so there's no big corporate ladder here. So
No. Here's
the bottom line is that all these jobs are posted at commando.com/careers. We pay very well. Okay. These are remote jobs. These are hybrid jobs. These are in-person jobs. Totally up to you. We are headquartered in Phoenix, Arizona. And you get to work with Allie every single day. And you get to work with me every single day. Okay? So, I mean, maybe you should be paying me instead of me paying you.
I don't know about that, Kim. I don't know.
Okay. So, once again, commando.com/careers, commando.com/careers. Allie, thanks for joining us and giving us the lowdown. You just do a fabulous job, and I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Kim.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements. But your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before. And your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
John in San Antonio.
I've got an interesting tech question for you. With everything I'm reading about AI almost daily now coming out with these new programs that they're using and basically get invasive in our lives, and how easy it is to manipulate a video or a voice, what protections are being put in place to protect us so that way our image or our voices are not being stolen in the future for somebody to mimic me and get me either in financial debt or in legal debt?
That is the $1 million question, John. It really is. AI slapped everybody across the face when ChatGPT was first announced last November. All of a sudden, it was like, we've heard about AI. We knew that it existed, right? But we didn't know that I could use it, or you could use it, or anybody else could use it. I mean, we had deep fake videos and we had deep fake voices, but suddenly with ChatGPT and then all the other ancillary programs around it that have suddenly just exploded, we can make videos look like anything, right? We can bring, dead people back to life if that's what we want to on the screen.
I just saw Elvis the other day.
Yes, Elvis. And I saw, I heard an Elvis song that he was doing a rap this morning. And you're like, okay, yep. That's Elvis's voice, but he's not a rapper. Okay. So I don't know if you remember, but back in the spring, there was this whole call like, we need to stop the AI development. We need to put a 6-month moratorium on anybody working on it until we can get some regulations in play. And then the rest of the world said, no, we can't do that because China is going to keep going. Okay.
Very true.
And so the AI development is still there. So there is a growing push for ethical boundaries and regulatory compliance. My problem with having the government involved is twofold. Once you have a government involved, I think it stifles innovation. But at the same time, we need to have some security measures in play. And then we also have, which we're not just now getting, some requirements, some regulatory requirements when something happens regarding security and AI. But a lot of this boils down to, public awareness, education, and then international cooperation, which is tough. And then we can't forget the human factor. The human oversight. And that's always been my concern with TikTok, John, is, a lot of people are saying, TikTok has our facial ID. And yeah, they do. And that's a concern. They have our voice prints. Yes, that's a concern. They have all your locations, your data, your text messages, everything, right? And it's all being fed to China. Okay. That my concern is not what they're going to do with the data. My concern is that they're going to use that data in a malicious way. Let's not forget about COVID-19. I don't care where you think it came from, but it came from China. Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. What could they do even worse than that? And that would be to use the TikTok platform with 150 million Americans on it to spread a deep fake video of our president saying that there's been a nuclear bomb and you need to run to your house or take down the grid. I mean, so that is also predicated on AI, or to only push certain videos or messages to the top of a TikTok feed. So we don't really have an answer. Okay. But the answer right now is really all about public awareness and education, which is what I try to do here routinely on the Kim Komando Show and also in our free newsletters and on our website, and for everybody to just, be aware of what's going and, quite frankly, what you know about is probably only 10% of what's really possible with AI. And we're in for a wild ride. We really are. And I really have no idea where it's going to be in 36 months or in 24 months or in 6 months. And I don't think even the researchers know. But it is something that we all need to be aware of. And especially if something gets pushed in front of you on social media or a friend or a family member, they want to tell you that they saw this, they heard this, and it must be true, is always do your research, because it's just now way too damn easy to fake a voice and to fake a video. And John, thank you for your call today. Some really thought-provoking points. Okay, when you want to skip all the bloggers' rhetoric about why they love this recipe and how they've loved it since they were 2 years old, there's a website called justtherecipe.com. And what you can do is just copy the recipe's URL right into that site, justtherecipe.com. And like magic, you're going to have the ingredients and the steps that you need. Super simple to use, strips away all that junk. And if you love it, there's actually an app and a Chrome extension. Once again, that's justtherecipe.com. But there's even a simpler way. On your PC, hit Control F and type the word print. Yes, you're going to quickly find the recipe that way. On a Mac, it's Command F. Again, Command F just to go ahead and find the word print. Hey, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being here. Tell three friends about the Kim Komando Show, and you can find me always at komando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.